The Great Pie Contest. There was once a king called Guzzle, who was so fat and greedy that he employed 13 bakers, one master baker named Gruff Puff, and 12 assistant bakers, a true baker's dozen. Gruff Puff's men were highly skilled at their work. They made pies, cakes, and pastries of every description, all of them delicious and a delight to see. And like the food they made, the bakers came in every shape and size. Gruff Puff, the master baker, was as large as the tallest wedding cake. The next 12 were each a fraction smaller, like a set of pudding basins. And the smallest of all was Wee Puff, who was so tiny that he could be popped inside a sausage roll. In fact, this sometimes happened, because to tell the truth, the other bakers were not very kind to Wee Puff.
"Ho, ho, how tiny you are!"
Gruff Puff would jeer when he had a moment to spare from his baking.
"One day, mark my words, you will end up in the oven yourself."
Day in, day out, the bakers made fun of Wee Puff. It made him very unhappy, but it made him determined too.
"I'll show them," he promised himself. "Sooner or later, I'll prove that I'm as good as any of them."
One day, King Guzzle received a letter which made him very angry. His red face went purple, and he shouted even louder than usual,
"Where are my servants?"
Cringe and Crouch came rushing in.
"You know my great enemy, King Sourchops," roared Guzzle.
"Yes, your Majesty."
"Do you know what he's done now?"
No, your Majesty."
"Fools! Idiots!"
King Guzzle waved the letter under their noses.
"Sourchop says his baker, Krusty Cake, makes the best pies in the world. He says they're better than ours, and he's challenged us to a contest."
"What sort of a contest, your Majesty?" asked Cringe and Crouch.
"You clods!"
King Guzzle gave his servants such a box on the ears that their heads span right round.
"A pie cooking contest, of course. The winner will be the cook who bakes the most wonderful pie in the world. Now go and fetch Gruff Puff at once."
So Gruff Puff, the master baker, was told the news.
"Get to work immediately, Gruff Puff," ordered the king. "Krusty Cake and his men will bring their pies here 1 week from today."
"A week, your Majesty?"
Guzzle put his large, fat hand on the master baker's shoulder. There was a cruel smile on his lips.
"A week, Gruff Puff.
And if you and your men should lose, I will have your heads cut off.
Do you understand?"
Gruff Puff stumbled off to the bakehouse and told his assistant bakers the terrible news. They were crestfallen. Poor Wee Puff was the most worried of all. But as usual, no one cared about him. Soon the bakehouse was rocking to the clatter of spoons, the bang of plates, and the thump of rolling pins on pastry. The great oven flared and glowed all day and all night. Some of the bakers made pies shaped like castles. Some made them look like animals, some like ships. Only Wee Puff made an ordinary little round pie, set in an ordinary little white dish. Gruff Puff would have been furious if he had seen it, but he was far too busy to notice. At last, the great day came, and King Sourchops and his bakers arrived in a vast covered wagon. They unloaded their wonderful pies onto a long table, which stretched all down one side of the courtyard. It was an extraordinary sight. There were fish pies, meat pies, vegetable pies, and fruit pies. There were pies shaped like palaces, and pies shaped like dragons. Pies shaped like coaches, and pies shaped like thrones. King Sourchops and Krusty Cake walked up and down, smiling smugly. King Guzzle watched his rivals in fury from a window in the palace. He ground his teeth, and his face went purple. He glared down at the table on the other side of the courtyard, where Gruff Puff and his men were setting out their pies. The bakers were trembling so much that they nearly dropped the dishes. Hardnose, the king's executioner, was standing nearby, sharpening his axe. Trumpets sounded. King Guzzle waddled into the square and bowed to King Sourchops. Sourchops bowed too, but he curled his lip and sneered. Then the two kings walked first to one table and then to the other, tasting each pie in turn. The crowd fell silent. Gruff Puff and his bakers stood shivering in their shoes. Cringe and Crouch peeped from behind a pillar. Scrape, 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 went Hardnose, sharpening his axe. Slowly, very slowly, Sourchops began to smile, and a frown spread across Guzzle's face. There was no doubt at all that Krusty Cake's bakers had made the most wonderful pies. Gruff Puff's heart sank to his boots. So did the hearts of his bakers. They looked fearfully at Hardnose, who was running a grimy thumb along the blade of his axe, testing the sharp edge.
You win, Sourchops, Guzzle said grimly. But before you leave, I have something to show you. The execution of my entire staff of bakers.
Sourchops sniggered.
Well, if you insist.
You can be first, Gruff Puff.
Poor Gruff Puff. The fat master baker knelt down and closed his eyes. Hardnose raised the axe. But at that moment, a strange squeaking noise came from the table where King Guzzle's men had laid out their pies. It came not from a large pie shaped like a castle or an animal or a ship, but from an ordinary little round pie set in an ordinary little white dish.
Wait a minute, said the pie. Krusty Cake hasn't won yet. I am the most wonderful pie because I can talk.
Oh, went the crowd.
Oh-ho,
went Guzzle and Gruff Puff.
Went
Krusty Cake. Bow! Went King Sourchops. And Hardnose the Executioner just stood there looking sick. The ordinary little pie chattered on until King Guzzle recovered from his amazement and said in his proudest manner,
Tell me, my dear Sourchops, can any of your men make a talking pie?
Sourchops' thin face grew thinner than ever. He turned to Krusty Cake.
Can we make a talking pie?
He asked through gritted teeth.
I beg your pardon, mumbled Krusty Cake. Can we make a talking pie?
Well, we can't. I don't know.
Don't know? Shrieked Sourchops. Well, you ought to know.
And he gave his master baker the hardest box on the ears ever seen in King Guzzle's palace. The crowd roared with delight. And Guzzle laughed so much that he nearly fell over backwards into the pies. Sourchops and his bakers packed their covered wagon and went off in disgrace. Then King Guzzle allowed Gruff Puff to kiss his hand as a special mark of favor.
Well done, Gruff Puff, well done. Now tell me, which of your bakers made the talking pie? He also must be allowed to kiss my hand.
I'm afraid I don't know, Your Majesty.
Gulped Gruff Puff, and he looked round to see 11 assistant bakers all shaking their heads and shrugging their shoulders.
It's a miracle, exclaimed Guzzle. Still, never mind, never mind. Let us sit down right away and enjoy this magnificent feast. But first, take the talking pie inside and keep it in a safe place. You never know when it will come in handy.
So Gruff Puff carried the mysterious pie into the bakehouse. It was still chattering away when he put it down on the pantry shelf. All that evening, the bakers sat and feasted with their king. They enjoyed themselves so much that no one noticed when Wee Puff came in late and scrambled onto his chair at the far end of the table. His hair was full of flour, and his coat was dripping with gravy, but he looked very, very happy. And nobody, not the king, not Gruff Puff, nor any of the 12 other bakers, ever asked him where he had been.